Music therapist Diane Garrison Langston is sitting in front of two computer screens, has a phone to her ear and a guitar by her side.
Hey, I can see you.
Yeah, the red light was on my camera for whatever reason.
She's linking up with her 4 o'clock patient, Joshua Lawhorn. He's active duty Army, recovering from a traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress after a couple of tours in Afghanistan. Lawhorn opted for music therapy to help with his memory problems.
Let's pull out the guitar, get it tuned up, and we'll get going.
Lawhorn is sitting in his Ocala apartment, more than an hour's drive south from the Gainesville VA. They chat briefly. Lawhorn tells Langston that he cut his finger while cooking, so playing guitar is difficult.
I've not been practicing as much as I should have.
There's no requirement for how much he's practiced. This is not music lessons. It is music therapy. This is not supposed to be a stressful thing.
If this became more of a chore for me than anything, I would probably just want to stop doing it.
But what keeps him going is the convenience of telehealth. Lawhorn can schedule a session no matter where he is, as long as he has a computer connection, camera, and a microphone. Langston says learning guitar is a good coping skill for Lawhorn.
Not only is it great for regulating fine and gross motor movement, because you have to strum and you have to do this, it's positive cognitive processing because they're learning a new language.
Nationwide, the VA provides telehealth services to more than 700,000 patients a year, and there are more than 40 different programs, including addiction services, women's health care, and pain management. But the Gainesville VA is the first to meld the telehealth technology with creative arts therapy, and hundreds of veterans have enrolled in dance movement, visual art, or music therapy. Dr. Chuck Levy, Chief of Medicine and Rehabilitation for the VA region, oversees the Creative Arts Therapy Program.
There are some indicators that different engagements in arts can lower your blood pressure, can be good for your heart rate. The body of evidence is thinner than it is for other practices, but we need to be doing things now, so off we go.
The Gainesville VA has a 5-year grant to mentor other VA medical centers that want to develop creative arts telehealth programs. It's also working with Sarah Cass through the National Endowment for the Arts. She is a retired Navy physician who saw firsthand the value of creative arts therapy at the Walter Reed National Medical Center.
So often what we need to do in helping patients with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury is understand their story from their perspective. And the arts give us an opportunity to allow them to tell their story in a way that's different than traditional talk therapy.
That traditional therapy didn't help Darlinda Reeves, a 51-year-old Navy veteran and cancer survivor. She participates in visual arts therapy from her home in Jacksonville.
I find it more relaxing and I'm able to really tell what's bothering me without being in a hospital or in a doctor's office where you feel like if you say the wrong thing, you're going to get judged as, oh my God, she's severely depressive, we need to give her some drugs.
Reeves says she's found power by expressing her feelings in pencil drawings using techniques learned during therapy. She's now moving on to photography. Meanwhile, the Telehealth Creative Arts Therapy Program is expanding to 10 locations, including Fort Hood, Texas, Camp Pendleton in California, and Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. I'm Bobby O'Brien.